Session number 1802, rule 4.
Mr. Richardson, ring 4.
The Blenheim, and we was acting as depot repair ship to small ships alongside. My job then was on the upper deck, in charge of the upper deck, as leading end, mooring the ships alongside and getting the repair parties over, taking off what equipment wanted replacing, mooring wires and such like that were sent back to dockyard for retesting. That was about it.
And that's how you finished the war?
That's how I finished the war.
Whilst you were in Egypt, did you have any contact with the Egyptians?
Not a lot. I did have a job while I was in Canopus. That was the barracks in Alexandria, whereby anybody could join our forces, providing they held a British passport, or could speak and could speak English. And they could join. We had quite a number join as seamen. My job then was to get them inoculated, vaccinated, kitted up, and straightened out, and then they were sent up to Haifa for basic training. Well, I used to have a mixture: Arabs, Jews, Egyptians. The majority of them were mainly refugee Jews from Europe. One of the funny little things, I used to take them up on a Sunday morning for their inoculations and vaccinations. I took a party up. I said to the doctor, well, I said, here they are, ready for their inoculations and vaccinations. He said, right, I'll give them the injections. And we had, by the way, injections there for the bubonic plague as well.
Bubonic plague?
Bubonic plague, that's the rat disease. And he came to the first one, and I can even remember, they call him Levi, Jewish, little fat fella. And he took his arm, and he took the needle, and he hit it about three times. And the needle wouldn't go in. And with that, Levi just keeled over. So the doc knelt by the side of him. He said, it's ever so much easier to get them on the floor than when they stood up. And he gave it him there.
In the behind?
No, on his arm. While he'd fainted, you see. While he lay on the floor. He gave it him there. And I said, what's the trouble, doc? He said, we can't get new needles. You see, we've had these months, they're as flat as can be. And I saw the lad's arm the next day, and you could see the marks where it hit and wouldn't penetrate the skin.
Bruises?
Bruises, yeah, slight bruises. But he said it's much easier when they're laid out flat.
Just going back to the loss of the Cairo, I think you have one or two slightly amusing incidents that happened when the ship was going down about trying to save money from it.
Well, I met Jock the Bugler, and he said, well, what about the canteen till? There might be some money in there. So we went forward again for the canteen, and we met the canteen manager, and he got the till under his arm. So, of course, he'd beat us to it. So then Jock had another bright idea. He said, what about the ship's safe? He said, it's in the officers' flats. It'll be there. So we went down and we found it. It was on its side, buckled. So on in various parts of the ship, you've always got axes and crowbars for damage and such like. We got a crowbar, we had a go at it, but we couldn't shift the door. And with that, Jimmy the One came along. He said, what are you two doing there? I said, we're trying to get the safe open, sir. He said, I'll give you a hand. But we couldn't buckle it. It couldn't unbuckle it. It was jammed. So we left that. As I walked back, I passed the pay commander's cabin. I looked in, and there was a little gold cigarette lighter right there. One of those where you screw out and then press and the top flicks. And I've stuck it in my belt. Because your pocket's on your belt. And when I came home on leave, I was courting the wife then. It was up round the boating lake. And I lost it. In fact, my wife would tell you about it if she was here.
What rank did you say Jimmy the One had?
Lieutenant Commander.
And Jimmy the One was...
Second in command.
You were telling me earlier about the character of the captain and the second in command on the Cairo.
Well, the captain was a foreign captain, time-serving officer, and he was more straight up. I don't think he smoked or drank. Now, the lieutenant commander, number one, he liked both, and he also liked the ladies. In fact, the story goes that when we was in Gibraltar, the captain was on the quarterdeck at night, and the leave expired at 10 o'clock in Gibraltar, and he turned round to the gangway sentry and said, "I think, gangway sentry, you should go ashore and give number one some assistance." And there was Jimmy coming down, wandering all over the road. I think he was as drunk as the Lord. But yet at sea, both men made a match. Dead keen Royal Naval officers. In fact, I think they would either be buried at sea or finish up with their own medals.